Welcome to the Nerdiverse Podcast, episode 17. January 18th, 2012. With your hosts, Rogue, Commander Cordo, and Chan Lee, with special guests, T-Flow and Matt. Here goes nothing.
All right.
Alrighty.
Right.
Well, that was a good intro, John.
Thanks. If you were here for the pre-show, you would have heard where I screwed up the date on it, but whatever.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Episode 17.
17!
We're minus Cody, though.
Minus Cody.
Which
he couldn't
is fine.
Be here.
He doesn't talk that much anyway.
But the Floods are happy to be here.
Yes, we have two special guests in tonight. We have T-Flo. He's been here before.
Actually, our voices are going to be really hard to tell apart.
That's
on
not
this.
True.
Because we sound very similar.
Do
I
we?
Think. I think so.
Whenever, I don't think
whenever
so.
Whenever I hear your voice
so,
or my own voice, I think it's you.
I or just hear like
I think I sound sexier.
Fingernails on a chalkboard.
Well, I'll have to just... You guys sound terrible.
So, lower my voice. Mars, how was your week?
My 2 weeks. It was eventful.
Oh, yeah, we've been off for 2 weeks.
Yeah, we had a passing in the family, but other than that, everything's been going good. So, it was pretty rough, but, you know, whatever. Not to bring everybody down.
Jeez.
Yeah, sorry. Right at the beginning of the show. But, no, yeah. Other than that, though, I mean, I had, like, a week off before that and, like, you know, just hanging out, doing nothing, playing Xbox, trying to level my character in Star Wars The Old Republic.
Yes.
So.
Which you've been doing pretty well.
You talked about that a lot last podcast.
Dang.
Actually kind of got me interested in it.
Ooh. There's a bunch of people playing now with us.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because I haven't been on in a while. I need to see.
We got about 4 or 5 more players.
Oh sweet.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty awesome. I can't believe you're taking pictures right now.
I'm trying to take a picture for our front page.
Yeah, we don't need a front page. Anyway, Trent, how was your week?
It was good.
Take a picture. There it goes. Oh, I think he turned around.
A lot
of
traveling.
Yes.
Travel down DC. I'm up in the D.C. area for anyone who hasn't been tuning in on these. And then I'm traveling some more. Going to be in Tampa this weekend. Should be fun.
Trent does not work for an arms dealer.
What?
Stark Industries.
Stark Industries.
Whoa, you really
kind
do?
Of, if
oh,
you,
yeah.
if you,
you work look, for Stark Industries.
Kind of. If you look at the logo, it kind of looks
it's
the same.
It's the exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally stolen from us.
We won't say what it is.
No.
You guys have vibranium?
That would work perfect for your costume you're trying to build.
That's so true.
I really need some vibranium. If you could get your hands on some, that would be great.
I'll work on that.
Cool, thanks. Adamantium, too, is difficult
Matt,
to
Matt, how was your week?
It was a good week. A lot of editing and writing a book.
Matt is Captain America by day and a writer by night.
Yeah. Actually, I was not Captain today. I was Cyclops.
Oh.
Today. Had optic blast.
Yeah. Have they updated Cyclops' costume?
Yeah, he looks all right. He kind of looks like Scuba Steve.
It's
Scuba
so hard Steve. To take Matt seriously right now.
Yeah.
For you in the audience at home, he's in the studio and he has this hoodie that is Captain America, and I'm gonna use it for our front page for this podcast.
Captain America.
But and then he's got these goggles on as well, and you just can't take him serious.
Steampunk goggles. Thanks
yeah,
to my brother.
It is hard to take you serious.
My brother just delivered my long-awaited steampunk
goggles.
You
remind me of
put them on top of the
what's the movie
steampunk
Multiplicity.
Captain.
Multiplicity.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
I could piece from my wallet, Steve.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what you remind me of right now. Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Nice.
The best Batman.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Keaton.
What? Okay.
Just kidding. What kind of news do we got this week, John?
We don't have much news. I've been
wait, hold on.
Sidetracked.
Oh, didn't you do like a song? Didn't you like create a song or something before
Not,
the news section?
I don't.
I thought
we
had done that.
Wait.
Or you guys
we?
Had done that.
I don't know
the
where
news?
It's at if we did.
I thought so. But maybe not. Man. I could be wrong.
Maybe it could be like.
Oh, it
might have
been
you
Danny.
Should.
Hang on.
Did I sing something?
Maybe the new intro to your new segment could be Gollum, like acting like a paper boy.
Okay, let's do it. Go.
All right. something like What's the read all about it? What do they say?
Extra,
hey?
Extra.
Extra. There, extra. That's the word I was looking for. So it's kind of a extra, extra. Read all about it.
That's amazing.
Like that.
I can't. It's the combination of the Captain America, the goggles, and then Smeagol coming out of your mouth right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to understand that
oh,
my
geez.
Captain America brother here is a actor.
Well,
yes,
not actor in a very loose sense of the word. I work at a theme park and I have a blast.
Yeah, well,
that's still an actor.
That's awesome.
It's acting.
You're an entertainer. How about that? You're an entertainer.
Well, no, it is acting. It's just you know, if there was a hierarchy of actors, I would be just above birthday clown.
Oh my god,
that's amazing.
That's funny.
But I have a blast doing it.
That's good. I'm kind of jealous. I would love to do that. I'm too short, though. I'd have to be like, I don't know, Kitty Pryde or something.
You're kind of short, is it? For you could be Mickey.
I'm too tall for Mickey.
Could be Tinkerbell.
No. No, sorry. Maybe. I would love to fly that zip line, though. The top of the castle.
Tinkerbell was a guy for a long time.
I would totally do
There's
that.
There's still some guys who do it.
Small man. Very small man.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would do it. Totally.
If I mean, totally. I mean, can you imagine like small kids like seeing like this small man coming off his cigarette?
Small
I mean,
bearded.
Completely like mess up. Yeah.
Small.
He was bearded too.
Yeah,
he was.
Small bearded Tinkerbell.
Okay. So what's this? What's this news?
Oh, okay. So DC Comics, after their New 52, they were number one. They're number two again.
Yeah, they're back down.
They're back down.
Wow.
Yeah.
That happened quick.
They weren't going to hold it long.
Yeah.
It's, okay.
It's a shame. I mean, they had a good run. I mean, they've already canceled like five of their comics already and have replaced them with Batman and some other things. But, yeah, they're number two again.
That's fine. Yeah. It's back to normal.
I couldn't sleep last night and read like five of the New 52 ones.
Yeah, what are you reading? What'd you read?
I was reading Batman. I
haven't
read
any
Batman yet, and so I've been reading through the Batman.
That's awesome.
Enjoying it.
Yeah, the latest issue, number five, is pretty amazing.
I haven't made it there yet.
I need to pick those up.
Yeah, you need to clean out your box.
That and, of course, Captain.
My box is fairly empty. I looked at it today. I just had this
one today.
I filled
it up today.
You put two things in it.
I put more in before you left.
Oh, did you?
No.
I didn't think so. also, Diablo 3, getting that for free since I signed up for a year worth of WoW.
When does that come out?
They're saying it's coming out February 1st, according to Best Buy.
Is it any good?
Right in the corner.
Was the first two any good?
People have said they're really good. I didn't play them.
What kind of game is it?
It's similar to a WoW, but it's offline. I mean, it's if I'm not mistaken.
I thought it was more like an action style.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
I thought
never
it was.
Played.
I thought it was more of an action style, but could be.
Okay.
It's a hoax. It is a hoax.
Not a hoax.
Well, it says it's a hoax. Some in the chat room says it's a hoax. I really hope it's April Fool's.
It's not an April Fool's. But it was according to Best Buy. You know, Best Buy, they change their crap around all the time. So
someone's
it probably won't be out
room.
February 1st, but according to Best Buy's website, it was going to come out February 1st.
Mm. Okay. I'm just telling you what the chat room says.
Chat room saying that Blizzard said they're not going to release it that day.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's some additional information that I didn't have.
Part of our new segment.
What the chat room says.
So, You're aware they're coming out with a live-action Star Wars television show or
Correct.
Something mm-hmm. of the sorts. Do you know it came out with a name, finally?
Is it official, or is it still the working title?
It's, I believe it's the working title.
Okay. I do know it, but let's, for the news sake, what is it, Sean?
I'm looking for it. I was hoping you could tell me. Oh, Star Wars Underworld.
Underworld, excuse me.
Yeah. It's a shame, though. I mean, I remember seeing that and going, you know, why go
sense.
After... Something that had, you know, vampires and werewolves and an awesome chick killing them.
Yeah.
You know, name versus coming up with something.
It should have been
original.
Like Star Wars Scum and Villainy or something.
Yeah.
What's the kind of premise? I don't know anything.
It's
about
like the underworld of Star Wars, kind of like a Sopranos in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, okay.
More
taking place
with the huts and the
kind
gangs.
Of all over.
Yeah. It says it's the underneath of what's going on. He said it's the criminals and gangs, the guys who are running Wall Street, basically the guys who are running the United States.
So the 1%.
Yeah.
Occupy.
Occupy Star Wars.
They're timeless. They take place between episode 3 and 4, that 20-year period when Luke is growing up. It's not about Luke, but it's about that period when the Empire is trying to take things over.
Good Lord. Their update. For the Diablo thing, it says Sunday at 5:10 p.m. Micah Whipple.
All right. So I'm wrong. Okay.
He just said Diablo 3 February 1st are false.
Okay. So basically, Best Buy.
And Whipple knows.
Whipple knows, apparently. I don't know who this Micah Whipple is, but he has an amazing last name.
Okay.
Whipple Ball.
Whipple ball bat. Whipple good. You know, I'm not going to come up with any news anymore because, you know, everybody
no, you're doing
calls
good.
Me on it.
No, you got to bring the topic.
You're doing good.
No.
You're doing,
fine.
You're doing
no,
a great job.
No, no.
Hey,
it's just news and discussion.
It's just
news
and
discussion. That's
it's just
right.
The chat room,
so,
bro. Let it
screw
ride.
Screw the chatters.
Let it ride.
So Sony is coming out with this new PlayStation called the Vita.
Vita.
And it's going to have 3G on it. So you'll be able to play your Wi-Fi games everywhere. It's going to be it's going to be
so
using,
while you're driving.
Sure, if you want to play your Wi-Fi games on your Sony
of course,
portable device.
Only at stoplights.
Of course.
Of course, yeah. it's going to be using AT&T though, and it's going to have the same data plans that the iPhone has. So it's going to be the 2 gig and the 275 or whatever it is.
How in the world?
That sounds far too little.
Are you going to
yeah,
play a
exactly.
game? Yeah, with 2 gigs.
That's going to take like 2
well,
minutes and
I
you're going to be up.
AT&T is going to be banking because everybody's going to go over.
Does it can I just use my account?
What do you, your
do
Sony
I have to
get
account? A second account?
You'd probably be able to use your
with
Sony
AT&T,
account.
With AT&T, I mean.
Oh.
That's probably separate because...
I have unlimited.
iPad, well, iPad is separate.
It'll probably be like the iPad where
oh.
where you can do a
paper
no
month.
Contract, paper
right.
month type thing. $25 for whatever.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not getting the Sony portable anyway, so... But
nobody plays PlayStation.
No, but yeah. I mean, people
I'm
do.
I'm just kidding.
But, yeah. So I just thought it was interesting that AT&T actually said, "Hey, we're gonna cap you with these data caps, the same ones that we're using for the iPhone."
Interesting.
So it's a shame because I like you said, I don't know
what's the
how
point?
Much gaming.
What's the point of having 3G on your?
I guess you can just game anywhere.
Oh,
you
it's a portable device.
Yeah, it's a
portable
it's
device.
It's like the PlayStation.
Yeah.
It's like the PSP.
Okay, never mind. That's cool.
It's the new PSP. It's called.
So
the Vita.
It makes basically social gaming portable.
So they're going head to head with the iPhone gaming. Because iPhone
yeah,
has taken over the 3G gaming
yeah.
network.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, they say that the last I read, and it was a while ago, I mean, they were saying that the iPhone is the most used gaming device out there. I mean, next to the Nintendo DS system,
right.
or the Nintendo devices.
Well, all the top sales are on games. Whenever you look at the top paid stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's all games.
Millions.
Yep. So, were you aware they're coming out with they're working on a Firefly game?
Whoa.
Excuse me?
Sweet.
What?
Yeah. They're working. It was. They had said.
Please tell me
recently,
this is not a hoax.
This is a joke.
Because I am going to cry.
Through that window.
it's not been official or anything yet. I mean, like, it's not been.
Okay. So this
it
is.
It was
a,
going
this
to
is
be
the
dead,
rumor.
But it's not dead yet.
Okay. Who's
okay.
making it?
Waiting for it to load.
I've just been
loading.
Rewatching all of those.
Loading.
Like, seriously. Because the first time I watched through them was, like 5 years ago.
Okay.
Enjoyed them.
Yeah.
And became a fan, no doubt. Everything that's been Firefly, Serenity,
mm-hmm.
I was all about it. But watching through them again and being as emotionally drawn in as I've been, just after seeing it all before,
right.
is amazing.
I agree.
Like, every character is strong, every episode. It's strong. It's an unbelievable series.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm not somebody who's all like, oh, man, it should have been more episodes. It would
you're
be
not,
so
like
great.
Whedon,
not like
a Whedon fanatic?
Yeah, well, yeah. I never was like, infuriated by
the cancellation.
It getting canceled.
Right.
But watching it again, I really am appreciating it on this whole new level now.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing that we've talked about is with Joss, he knows how to write, like...
He knows character development.
Well, that is the one thing that
so
might save the Avengers.
Yeah, he
summer.
Knows how to write every individual character in a group setting to where it's still they still stand out on their own as a major character.
I think you guys talked about this a little bit, right?
Yeah.
That is the hope I keep for the Avengers. It really is. That's the one thing that I'm holding on
to. It's kind of scary when you throw all the big names into one movie.
I'm terrified of it.
Yeah.
I really hope it works out.
Yeah, me too.
For sure. But it's going to be interesting.
So it doesn't say who the initial developer was,
okay.
but they thought it would be a great idea to make an MMO set in the Firefly Serenity universe.
It's an MMO?
That's what they're working on. That would allow fans to roam the Black, running from the Alliance any way they knew how, and then that developer went under.
Oh, jeez.
But Multiverse was the company developing software that was for the engine for the Firefly MMO. They picked it up, basically.
Okay.
So now they wanna pick up where they left off, and they got the source code, but they still don't have rights for the Firefly. It's the same Buffy. Oh, wait. Serves an engine for both the Firefly MMO as well as one set in the Buffy universe. So they're wanting to make both.
Interesting.
So, but basically, they don't have the rights to use the Firefly or Buffy yet, so that's one of the things that could be a big stumbling
block. They're probably going to have to mess with Fox.
Probably.
So there's a whole blog in this. Did you find that?
No, not yet. No, I didn't do any further research.
It's called FireflyMMO.com.
Nice.
So it has all the... It's looks like pretty up-to-date, too. Last entry was from January 8th. But, well, I guess it kind of jumps, but... There is actually a blog on this.
Interesting.
I'd like
to look more into it.
FireflyMMO.com.
It would be pretty interesting.
Not that I'm promoting them because I don't know who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mark Wahlberg said he might could have stopped 9/11.
That's false. No.
No, I don't believe that one.
I mean, if he was on the plane. Because maybe if he was one of the passengers, I can see him pulling a knife.
He said he was planning on taking one of those trips. He was actually scheduled to be on one of those planes.
What?
But he had changed his trip because he went to the Toronto Film Festival a week earlier. So he withdrew his flight and ended up switching from one of the Doom 9/11 flights so that he could head up to Toronto for
the
Film Festival.
Is this one of the New York ones?
Let's see here. Mark Wahlberg on board. Actor. By switching from one of the doomed. It just says one of the doomed.
Oh, it doesn't say which one.
That's crazy.
He said if I was on the plane with my kids, it wouldn't have went down like that.
I don't know. That's
pretty arrogant.
I was about to use that word.
So,
like,
I mean, he doesn't know. He doesn't know how it went down on the plane.
Yes, we all know you're tough, Mark Wahlberg.
He's movie tough.
Well, yeah. I mean, he has.
He's got big
from
muscles.
What I've
understood.
Yeah, he's been like arrested or something.
Has he? I don't know. I don't know his Marky Mark track record.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
He's from Compton.
I don't know much about Mark Wahlberg at all, but
he's hot.
Well,
I just want to feel his pecs.
That is one of the gayest things I've ever heard you say.
That's not. It can't be.
Really?
You've known me for quite a while.
I've heard worse.
I said one of. But he said there would have been a lot of blood in that first class cabin, and then me saying, "Okay, we're gonna land somewhere safely. Don't worry."
Oh,
what the
hell? Yeah.
That's weird.
He just needs to be.
What is he, a pilot
for that
now,
one?
Too?
What?
Is he a pilot now, too?
I don't know. He's never flown anything in the movies.
He's Marky Mark.
Good Vibrations.
So, yeah, I mean, Marky Mark could have stopped 9/11.
I mean, okay. Well, he could have stopped one plane.
And this is again, I hate to say it, John, this is a legit source?
Yes, it was in...
just double checking.
It was in a magazine.
It was in an online blog.
No, it was a men's journal.
The Onion.com?
Okay. No, not okay, the Onion.
All right.
So,
we'll buy that one.
Fox Broadcasting might be coming to Xbox Live. So,
boo, Fox.
Well, yeah, no one cares, you'll be able to get your Family Guy and your Fringe
boo,
and
Fox.
All those things.
It's not my Family Guy.
I don't watch Fringe anymore.
No.
I'll show you my family.
I forgot about
the
show.
I haven't caught up on this season, but I was enjoying it up until this season.
I thought it was canceled.
No, it's still going.
Strong or not so strong?
I haven't watched this season, so probably not strong.
Yeah. By the way, when's Breaking End coming back?
Oh, let me look it up. I can tell you in just a moment. It's
because that show was amazing.
Yeah,
by amazing, I mean it was okay, but it was really cool.
No, I really enjoyed that show. Breaking In is coming back the March 6th, 2012.
Okay. Soon-ish.
Soon-ish. About 2 months.
2 months.
Yeah. Where did my thing go here? Okay. Also, where'd it go? Nope.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about SOPA.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. Oh, hold on. Before we do that, can I do my last news item?
Sure.
Oh, gosh. We got news.
Yeah.
All right, so.
Trent Camp premiered.
That's right.
Premiered?
Prepared.
Oh.
So,
just found the Marky Mark comments. Okay, thanks, Nom.
That was helpful.
And I just remembered the idiot played a teacher in The Happening.
Well spoken.
Yeah.
All right, so there's an item today. It was just put out a couple hours ago. Although the news, I think the news has been out, but it brings up a point. So it's about the it's titled Five Insanely Thin and Light Laptops that are coming soon. And they are calling this new class Ultrabooks. And they're saying that an Ultrabook is a notebook computer that should hover around the $1,000 mark, be no more than 0.8 inches thick, weigh less than 3.1 pounds, and boast a respectable battery life and an efficient solid-state drive rather than a traditional mechanical hard drive.
Okay.
So then it gives you five different ones. There's Samsung one. There's a Dell one. So the question there then is, in my mind, why? I mean, like, you've got...
You mean, why do we need Ultra?
Yeah, like, yeah, why do you need that if you have... Because I'll use myself as an example. So we were looking at getting a new laptop or something. So we looked at the MacBook Air, and we looked at the iPad. And I'm like, okay, I can spend whatever, $1,000, $1,200, whatever it was on the Air, or I could go $700, $800, whatever, for the iPad. So I went with the iPad. Because it basically
does
the same thing. I don't understand. I'm not getting it.
Until they come out with an Air that's an actual touchscreen or something.
Right.
Because the touchscreen is what
talks amongst
yourselves.
I mean, what do you think?
I mean, it's confused. I don't know. I mean,
I think they both have their place. I mean,
okay, so how did,
I've had my iPad
do tell,
for a long time.
I understand that.
And I recently got the MacBook Pro, and it's amazing how much I band-aided myself in the fact of like, oh, well, I need to do this. I have to go this six different ways to do it, but it's no big deal. I can do it.
Right.
But ultimately, it's a lot easier to do on a laptop or a thin book or whatever.
Well, to me, I would think, I mean, laptop, it's still confusing because you have tablets that make portable computers faster.
Right.
Or more transportable, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But then what? I don't understand what the point. Why we need another like in between laptop
that's,
and
that's
tablet.
Kind of my point. I can buy the argument that you need laptops and you need
like I'm not
tablets.
Arguing the iPad.
I buy that.
I'm just arguing tablets as a whole. Why do we need this extra middle ground between tablet and laptop?
Right. It's not quite as powerful as a regular laptop, but it's also light as a.
I mean, do they
tablet.
Even have CD drives?
No, it's probably gonna.
No.
The Air
external.
is a true description of this.
Right.
The
exactly.
MacBook Air is something.
Is it
that
one
is,
of the five?
It is not. These are because what it's saying is basically there's now PC versions that are coming out to compete with.
Okay, gotcha.
The Air is basically what it's saying.
Well, I mean, look how popular the Air is. I mean, you can pretty much do everything you need to on the Air. You just don't have the amount of storage that you have on
like an iPad.
What
different can the Air do besides the iPad?
I can work in Photoshop. I can work on any. I mean, I can go in and I can do terminal on
the. Well, the interface
iPad,
is different.
But yeah, and the interface is
okay.
different. I mean,
I can buy that.
There's just a lot of things you just can't do on
but
the
But would you have all, I guess my question is, would you have all three? Like, okay, you have your, you
yeah,
just have your MacBook.
Go for it.
And you have your iPad. Would you also buy an Air?
No, it would be a MacBook replacement.
Would you get rid of your MacBook for an Air?
I would not, but that's just because it's new and there's no reason to. But if I was in the market,
well,
say,
right,
I only had
$1,000
to spend
right.
and I want something that's fast, that's
so you might have considered
portable.
It, basically.
Oh, yeah, I did consider the Air when
okay.
it came out. But I wanted the storage space, and you just can't. Right now, the price of SSD is not at a good enough price break to where it's affordable to me.
Sounds
so that
right.
brings up another point, which I heard today, a little fact. No, I don't have the source for this, so
okay.
you know you can call me on it.
TheOnion.com.
But I got it from a pretty reliable source because we were talking about it at work. From what I understand, because of the floods in Thailand this
year.
Is this
correct?
The price of storage has gone from like $78 a year ago for a terabyte to $225
for one terabyte.
It has doubled in price.
Yeah, it seems like maybe even a little more than doubled.
It's,
almost tripled.
The reason, what's funny is
so
I've
this is
kind of
interesting. This is a big
a
deal.
Lot, yeah. And it has really the price has doubled since last summer. I've been in the market for some drives actually because mm-hmm. I've been working on this Unraid system. That will basically it's a RAID storage in my house where I have all the drives in there and
right.
we can back up all our computers to it and everything else. I was looking at prices of drives and I mean they've gone up like you could have got a 2 terabyte drive for like $60 in the summer and
right.
now the same drive is going for like $120-$130.
Right.
And it definitely part of the reason is because we had the floods in Taiwan. The second reason is because we had the flood. Well, I guess it all goes back to that because of that, they can't keep up with the demand from system builders.
Right.
So Dell and
right.
HP and all those companies, they can't get enough drives out to get them to them. So that's why the price has skyrocketed so much.
Well, you think about because there you had almost gotten to this point where storage was considered just a throwaway. I mean, it was like so cheap that it was like you didn't even think about it. Now, think about everything that's being stored electronically. I mean, we're all like constantly creating all these files.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and it's because storage was so cheap, but now storage isn't cheap anymore.
It's still relatively cheap. I mean,
if we're buying a single drive, but if you think about a corporation.
Right. You're looking at, instead of $87,000 for a petabyte, you're going to pay $160,000 for a petabyte.
Right, right.
So
it's real money.
Yeah, it is.
Petabyte.
Petabyte. sounds like something a vegan.
Thanks for bringing us back around.
Sorry.
But I think the thing that the speculation is that the market will be back in place. Like, they'll come down. They're not going to come down where they were, but they're supposed to come down around summer of this year.
Okay.
They're saying
they get back on
the price of SSD has dropped so much in the new technology from SSDs coming out that should force the price of regular disk storage down. So let's hope, because I still want a couple 2 terabyte drives
back
to throw
to
on
the
this machine.
Ultrabooks.
Yeah, we can go back now to Soda.
One of the like when the Air was announced, it was like the first time I ever looked at Apple and said, "Why do we need this?"
Really?
Like I just don't understand it. Like I don't think it's ridiculous to me.
I mean, I like.
See, I knew this would be
a light
topic.
It's
yeah, okay. Well, it's light.
Here's the thing.
Yeah,
too.
But my MacBook's light.
There's
what's heavy?
There's a big spectrum of users out there that has decreased a little bit as far as like what people use their computers for.
Right.
But that middle ground, because I don't have an iPad.
Right.
My wife has an iPad, but I don't use it. And I carry my laptop around like people carry their iPads around.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's just always in my hand everywhere I go. I just bring my laptop. I have the 13-inch MacBook.
Mm-hmm.
MacBook Pro. But I use it for absolutely everything. I need that disk drive.
Right.
Because, you know, even with my work, like somebody will hand me a DVD and I need to, you know, boom, use it. And so I need that, but there would be people who want to be doing, you know, just kind of little stuff and would prefer the interface, I think, of the MacBook Air.
I guess I just look at it and personally, like, I have no use for a MacBook Air, even without the iPad.
I think the use is disappearing. I think the customer. What's the
customer base?
The customer base for the MacBook Air is decreasing for that.
Because the iPad is catching up to it, basically.
Yeah.
Well,
I
don't know about that. I mean, like, what could you? Let's look at it from the other side. What can you not do on the Air that you can do on let's say the MacBook Pro? The only thing you can't do is put a CD in it.
How fast are we talking about the Pros are?
They're 2.4 gigahertz with...
I mean the Airs, excuse me.
The Airs, they're like 2.4 dual cores.
I just
they're the
cannot...
Same thing.
You can't convince me that an Air is going to run Photoshop as
good as a Pro.
Oh, absolutely.
It will actually run it as... It'll run it faster than my computer because it's using SSD.
Yeah, there's that.
Well...
I'll give you that, John.
So, I mean... If somebody who's looking at the...
What's the max screen size on an Air?
I believe 11
it's 11 to 15.
Yeah.
Is it a 15? Is that
a 15?
There's an 11 inch. There's a 13 inch.
I thought it was a 13 inch. It's like this size.
There is an 11, though.
Yeah, there's an 11. They made the smaller one. It's 13 like this. But, I mean, the thing is like, okay, say you're just the average user these days is only using their device to write an email, send an email and look at their web pages and save a couple pictures, you know. And that for the average user, it's more than plenty.
Well,
and
yes,
if they could get that price point down below $1,000, if they could make it $800, I think the thing would sell like crazy.
Well, they can.
Also, though, with things growing,
they're choosing,
right?
With communications and everything continuing to grow, people are bringing their work home more so now than they were before. And so, if you're bringing your work home to your personal computer, not just what the company provides, and you know, you want to be very portable in what you take out of the office. To have something like an Air or any of its competitors really thin like that might be a real advantage, because then you're carrying very little, throw it in your briefcase, boom.
Okay. So I have a follow-up question for the chat room here. I do not understand this statement. They said play WoW, play toy.
Well, it could be a really nice portable gaming computer.
Oh, yeah, you definitely could.
So is that what... Okay.
Yeah, that's what
he's
saying.
Is that
what he's meaning?
Either he could or couldn't. But, I mean, if he's saying you can't, you definitely can. I think it even has an ATI chip, which is better than the chip that's in my MacBook Pro. Because I have the base MacBook Pro.
But you're talking about... what is it, $1,300? portable gaming device.
The cheapest one's $1,000.
Yeah.
So. And see, all they have to do is add 3G, and then they can compete with the Sony.
Right.
Yeah, what are the five that it labels?
All right, the five that they have said. It's the Samsung Series 9, which is a high-end choice, it says. There's Dell's value-minded XPS 13 with a friendly price tag of $999. The HP Envy 14 Spectre. It's a bit thick, it says.
That's what she said.
There's the Asus ZenBook UX 31. It's an eye-catching, razor-sharp design.
Razor-sharp?
And then the Lenovo's. Is that how you say it?
Lenovo? Yeah.
And Lenovo's U300's Ultrabook. Okay. Comfy keyboard paired with solid value.
Sure. People will buy them.
Absolutely.
They will. People
yeah.
will buy them.
Well, if nothing else, it's fashionable.
Yeah, everyone decides what they want. And even if it's not as useful as something else that they actually, in reality, would use something else better than what they buy,
right.
People will see it and they'll be like, ooh, I want that.
Right.
You can't convince them
otherwise. Well, I appreciate this conversation, guys.
And it's wrong about the it's not a 2.4, it's actually a 1.8 i7.
Okay.
So, but that's
still
plenty
SSD,
fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's your processor.
No, I mean, it's still got the SSD.
Oh, yeah, and it has SSD,
yeah.
Yeah. So.
It's solid state drive. For those who are listening.
Right. If they're listening, they should know that.
No.
That's true.
Maybe.
If you didn't know that.
If you didn't know
that,
look it up. No, I'm just kidding. No,
it just has no moving parts.
Stop listening long enough to go and look it up. Then come back.
It's like flash storage. So.
Anyway, that was a good. Okay.
You can put us on pause.
Do you like that?
Laptops. Let's talk SOPA for a little bit, and then I want to talk to Matt about his book.
So today, a lot of sites in the United States and worldwide decided they were going to black out as a protest to this SOPA bill that's coming out. And if you're not familiar with it, it's drawing a blank. Somebody, what's SOPA stand for? It's the
SOPA.
Stop Online Piracy Act.
SOPA King Stupid.
but basically, the way the bill is written, it's written so vaguely that if, for instance, the beginning of our podcast uses some noises from
Mario.
Nintendo.
Yeah.
If they wanted to, they could file a complaint, and not only would we wouldn't get the cease and desist that normally you would get now, or even a letter from a lawyer that says, hey, you owe us some money for damages, our site would just be taken offline. And with very little notification, with very little recourse. And it could go from all over the thing. So like, let's say, somebody is, take some spy shots of a Volkswagen and they post them online. Well, that is copyrighted material from Volkswagen. You know, they just saw it driving down the road, but they had seen it in a field and they weren't supposed to see it. And they snapped the shot and they posted it on their website. Well, their website could be shut down just in a blink of an eye because Volkswagen could claim it piracy. It's just written so vaguely that it's very dangerous.
It's getting kind of close to like getting into the freedom of the press, kind of.
Yeah. And that's
good.
That's
what
the big thing
path.
Is.
Yeah.
I mean, even Wikipedia was saying, "Hey, we're not for piracy."
Right.
And I mean,
right.
a lot of people are not, but it's just if it was saying, you know, okay, this is if it was written properly, maybe
right.
it would go through. But
right.
it's just written so vaguely that you know.
It's always the danger of this stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It
so,
just gives the government way too much power.
So the interesting thing, like, if you read some of the news stories today, like, living in D.C., I see this a lot because, you know, we get the Washington Post every day, and that's, Washington Post is, like, just, you know, covers the D.C., you know, stuff happening on the
right.
Hill all the time, and that's what our paper is all about. And you see stuff like this, and I, you know, my intuition would be, I mean, there's just too much noise on this. I mean,
mm-hmm.
anyone who puts their name on this thing at this point just knows they're, you know, going into... it's a hot election time anyway. There's all this like high pressure on them anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you want to put yourself on something that obviously has so much it's just a powder keg, you know?
And the other thing is, too, is the people who are fighting against it, there's nobody who's like, oh, we love piracy.
Right.
So it's not
right.
like your opposition is upset with you because they want to keep piracy going. I mean, I'm horribly against piracy. Like, piracy bothers me to no end. It really does, just because of being somebody who will eventually be affected by it if I ever were to get to the point of you know, being published in the future.
Yeah.
Writers don't make that much money. They really don't. I mean, most writers have a second job. And they're, you know, they're sitting on the shelves at Barnes & Noble. They've got a second job. They can't support themselves.
Yeah.
So when that little bit that you might make after, you know, because it's, I've been working on my series for years now. And then you, you know, you finish it up. You've worked on it 10 years, get it on the shelves. Like, all right, let's make some money. Mm-hmm. And then people are just getting it for free.
Yeah.
It well, hurts. Kinda, I mean, it, well, yeah. I mean, it hurts. It's just kind of a painful thing.
It kind of happened to me this week as well. I got an email that someone had seen another company using my art on shirts in Singapore.
Ooh.
And they were selling it and making a profit. So, I mean, I hopped on and, you know, wrote a nice friendly email to them.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, they finally wrote me back and took it down. And they, what I think happened was another artist tried to sell them the art and they said it was theirs. And
well, it's the same. I mean, no matter who, someone was it.
Somebody stole it.
Someone stole it. Stole my art and they're selling it and making money off it. So it's, I mean, most of my art's pop art too. So in the end, those characters could easily be taken away from me.
Oh, yeah.
Being an artist.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's not like I'm somebody who's numb to the whole piracy thing. It's just when you have a dangerous something like this floating around that can be interpreted in a thousand different ways and taken to extremes, then, you know, you push for something newer, but you don't want this to go through.
Well, like one of the stories that's up is, you know, that some of the, not only the blackouts that you were talking about, John, but also that some of the Senate websites were, the servers were bogging down.
Oh, yeah.
Not completely maybe blacked out, but we're bogging down because they were getting hit so hard. I mean, you have that much traffic. I just, the reality is this is a non-starter.
Right. Well, and that's the thing is like everybody today had things up that said, you know, write your congresspeople, you know, write your congressman, you know, here's how you contact them. You know, they were trying to really spoon feed you on it. I mean, it's just, it's scary. I mean, like.
Has Occupy, the Occupy folks? Jump on this bandwagon.
Are they still
at all?
Occupying?
Are they? Yeah, they are in D.C.
Are they?
Yeah, they still fully
Orlando
fully going.
Yeah, Orlando stopped a while ago.
They have like a whole tent thing.
Okay.
Set up. Yeah.
Well, more power to them.
Well, the nice thing is this is getting the conversation going, and whenever the conversation gets going, this crazy politician who's a bit ambitious can work up something new that works a little better.
Yeah, that's true.
And then they're the hero. They step in with, hey, that one didn't work, but I've got this.
Yeah.
And the thing was, well, this was already squashed. This was squashed a while ago, but it was brought back for review, scheduled for a review in February. And, I mean, that's why everybody's so hard on it, because we're coming up on February quick.
They're hard on it.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But, I mean, could you imagine, like, if your personal blog, and somebody goes on there and they're like, hey, oh, I saw this on Marvel. It kind of looks like yours. And they post that one picture. All of a sudden, your site's taken down because of it.
Right.
It could be your moneymaker. But because somebody's put their personal stuff on your comments, I mean, that would kill social media altogether, I would think. You know, all of a sudden, Facebook shut down because somebody posted up a music thing from somebody else. So,
that wouldn't
break
my heart.
I don't know. It's dangerous.
Just Facebook.
It is. And it was funny because I went on my Tumblr page today, which is my main site, and it asked me if I wanted to black out my blog for the day. And I'm like, no, it kind of brings in money for me, so I'm not blacking it out, but I support you.
I'm cheering.
Sorry. Not going to do it. Oh, SOPA.
Yeah. So I'm if you haven't already,
there's Google's running a... what's that thing called that you sign? A petition.
Yeah.
And if you hop on there and sign it, that's the fastest way to get. I think Google's running the main one right now.
Okay.
So go ahead and sign it.
I mean, fortunately, most people at this hour have already, like, I was reading multiple articles where U.S. lawmakers have already withdrawn their backing. You know, they're saying, you know, I obviously, like Trent was saying, there's a lot of noise on this. So, so people, they realize, okay, well, you know, this is bad news. And then, you know, I was also reading that the way it would be set up is, like, you would only get searches in the United States. So, like, they'd be blocking anything outside of the United States. So, hey, I wanted to search for, you know, some car parts in eBay, DK, you know, DE. You know, I wouldn't be able to get them through Google. I'd have to go directly to eBay.
You can use Amazon UK for
it's
stuff.
The NWW, the National Wide Web.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, censorship, I mean, don't get me wrong. the internet definitely is the Wild Wild West. I mean, there's very little monitoring or little anything out there. I mean, it's self-monitored pretty much, but this is not the way to do it. Not at all.
I agree.
So
there right. we go.
Yeah.
Off of our SOPA box.
Oh, man. Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
That's
it's
it.
It's getting angry in the chat room right now.
Wow.
Wow.
I got some
F-words. I think Robbie just found out about SOPA.
Oh, loser.
All right. Anyways,
so,
well, good show.
So Matt's book?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Let's talk about Matt's book.
He said no, but we're going to...
No. I said, oh.
Oh, yes. Matt is an esteemed writer.
Esteemed. I'm an aspiring would be the...
Aspiring, esteemed.
Aspiring. I want to be a writer so bad.
No. You are a writer.
I am a writer. I'm writing.
You've been working on a book.
He has a
same
degree.
Story
he has a college degree in writing.
Yeah, I have a college degree
in
creative writing.
You're an official writer.
That's an actual degree you can get. A creative writing degree.
From a college?
From UCF.
Just kidding. Accredited university.
Accredited university.
That's
I was
yeah. Let's
creative.
Talk about the
amazingly
book.
Good football team.
What stop it. What is your preferred style of writing?
I am
fantasy.
Yeah, well, definitely fantasy. It's there's a little word I'm trying to figure out if applies to me. Interstitial.
Interstitial.
It's a
good word.
I know.
I
right?
need to ask Siri about that word.
Siri, what
interstitial
does that
is
that?
Basically the space between. And
what does interstitial mean?
She doesn't know.
I don't know that.
Neither did I.
That's okay.
Now, definitely my book is close to an epic fantasy. It's pretty close to that.
Right.
There are a few little elements that makes it. It's not like a Tolkien epic fantasy.
Like
it's
George
not,
Martin?
I wouldn't even say it's real similar to George Martin. I developed it's a different universe, different system of physics, slightly to the point that it affects everything. Multiple gods, multiple creator gods. You're dealing with a situation where the things around you have been made by multiple gods. Not just like a one creator type of thing.
I like it.
And a lot of war, a lot of political maneuvering, but also I work really, really hard. My main focus is getting on the personal struggles of the people that I'm following.
Very cool.
Okay, so I know the answer to this a little bit, mm-hmm. but talk a little bit about kind of the process. Okay, so you... most people might think you sit down and just write a book. You know, start page one, start writing.
Right. Well, I mean, all I can talk on is my own process, just because everyone I've talked to has something slightly different. But there's I guess brainstorming phase where you're getting your idea together. But I'm an outliner. There's these. What's the term?
Interstitial.
Exploration writer or whatever. Basically, they start writing and they don't know where they're going, and they kind of make it up as they go and come up with whatever. I love getting that outline. I'm a structure person. I'm a math person. I like, seeing the three acts sitting there in front of me and knowing exactly how I'm manipulating the pace of everything and all that stuff.
How many pages did you write of just history, backstory, stuff before even, like, not even counting the drafts?
Pages is impossible. I wrote in terms of words.
And this is not the book.
The stuff that I edited down my backstory. Yeah, this is just basically me laying out what my world is, everything from religions to time periods to history and future and where everything's going and where everything's been, cultures and then actual even specific characters and their stories, boiled down chronologically to where it was all laid out in one file was 130,000 words, which is your average 1,000-page novel. And that's my
backstory.
That's my backstory. That's
your
my stuff.
Backstory's in a 1,000-page novel.
Amazing.
Can't wait to listen to it on book.
that's the real trick. That's the real trick. I don't brag about that as far as like what the actual book's going to be, because the actual book needs to be quick. It needs to be, you get your story, you're in and out. It's, you know, it's a strong, fast paced, hopefully highly emotional and, just very energetic story that pulls from that stuff. So as you're reading it, you sense that depth. I mean, that was the triumph of Tolkien. That was,
right.
You know, the triumph of all these guys where the story that you're getting is not everything that's there, and you know it, which makes it that much more enjoyable to read because you sense that there's all this stuff behind it, and that's not what you're focused on. You're just getting a good story, but, you know. So this first book that I'm editing, working on my third draft, it's... you know, just following one family. I actually do a chapter from each person in the family. They're all kind of going through their own story arc, but that is all headed towards the same outcome.
Nice.
So John will be happy he has story arc.
There's an arc.
Oh, nice.
I know that you don't believe there's a story arc in Star Wars Episode One, so just say.
Oh, my God. Can we not? Let's not do this. Let's not do this right now. I am not in the mind.
It's too late.
Yeah, it's...
Sorry about that.
No.
I will say that listening to all of you guys talk about stuff in the past of, like, stories and stuff, I'm sitting there talking to you guys while listening to it going, story, guys, let me talk about story. I analyze it far too much.
No, that's good. Can you describe the universe? It always interests me when people create their own universes.
Yeah, well, I mean...
I mean, when I'm thinking, like... human race?
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. There are
four
species.
Races.
Four
species.
Races.
Okay.
Species, races. I actually call them kinds.
Okay.
Just K-I-N-D-S. And that might change. Right. Everything is subject to change. There's different terms for everything. I know what it is. It's just what am I going to call it if how people will respond to those words. They all... throughout, you know, history have worked together, and my books are kind of about, well, definitely about their separation from each other and then coming back together in the end, how they help each other, how they hurt each other, kind of developed a way of thinking of it of where if there's four kinds, two of them kind of support each other and the other two pull against each other. So if you think of it in like a almost a physics scenario, mm-hmm. where you have that balance made by two sides actually pulling against each other and two sides pushing towards each other, and you have that center of gravity right in the middle of it, and that's kind of how they hold together. But when one of those changes the way that they pull or push, everything gets off kilter.
Interesting. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to share your working title, or do you want to keep it?
Yeah, Recollection.
Recollection.
Yeah, that's like what I'm thinking of right now.
Now, how do you go about publishing? Yeah.
If you're listening and you're a publisher,
his
phone number is.
Well, I mean, the publishing industry is so weird right now.
Okay.
Everything's weird right now. But books are, the you know, publishing industry is in its stage where, you know, maybe music is what people consider the further advanced in this whole process of figuring out how they're going to work, how they're going to make
right.
it. But, yeah, the book industry with e-readers, nobody really knows if they like them or not yet. Everybody's buying them.
Right.
Everybody's trying it. Most people like it. Some people complain about it.
I like it. Yeah. I like it because I had a Nook, and I actually then have now started using the iPad, and I like it a lot better on the iPad,
yeah.
Just in terms of a user interface. The reason I like it actually is we're, you know, don't have a huge place. And so storing, especially things like comic books, I mean, shouldn't tell Danny this, but I mean,
every digital.
Yeah. I mean, it's for me, buying hard copies would get unmanageable very quickly because I don't have any place to put them. Whereas if I get them on the e-reader, I mean, I don't have to worry about it. There are other stuff, though.
Billy
I absolutely go and buy the hardback, you know, or especially the hardback. Like, yeah. Every time an R.A. Salvatore book comes out, I get the hardback because, I don't know, there's something about that touch and feel. So, I mean, you guys talked about with comic books, too. I mean, same thing. I mean, you may read them on an e-reader, but you still are going to want those certain ones you're going to want as a hard copy.
And the ideas are endless of how to, because the publishing industry, the main thing is that there's not as much money in it. You think about it, a book sells for whatever. You know, you buy a digital copy, $10, $7. You buy hard copy, if it's hardback, brand new, maybe $30.
Right.
Most people don't do that. They'll, you know, Amazon. Find some kind of deal or something, Amazon. But that is how many hours of entertainment? You know, let's say you spend $10 on a book. That is, you know, fast reader, 6 hours of entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's a long book, fairly slow reader, could be a few weeks of entertainment, could be months of entertainment. How long was Cody reading
Ender's
Game?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, seriously,
yeah.
One book,
6 years.
One book, however much he spent on that, let's say he bought it used.
Yeah.
You know, library. $4. That was 3 months of entertainment.
Yeah,
you know, that's what he spent on. That was his book budget, was $3 for 3 months.
Yeah,
the book industry isn't making as much.
No.
It just isn't.
Yeah.
You know, the money is not being poured out on it. So then if you have people, you know, shifting one way or the other of how they're buying or they're not buying. Actually, the biggest soapbox, which I am not going to get into, but is the self-publishing. People are like, oh, well, the publishing industry, they didn't want to publish my book, so I'm going to get it self-published. Or they think, you know what, I'm not even going to worry about the publishing industry. I can get it self-published. Then you have this whole realm of people who are these books out there that are hard to find, you know, unless they're just brilliant at marketing.
Right.
How do you find it? And if you have a hard time finding a book that you like, why are you going to spend money on it?
Right.
Buy a video game. Easier to find. They're all sitting together. You find one you like, boom. There's your 30 hours of entertainment. You know? So, yeah. So, it's interesting where the more and more that it changes, people are trying to solve this every day, and nobody's really come up with anything that I have seen that went, oh, there's the brilliant mind who's figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of smart people, but nobody's said, this is it, and everybody went, oh, yeah, that's it. It's just, you know, we're all kind of sitting there waiting. I'm writing away because I've got to have a finished book for it to affect me.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then you got to have it made into a movie.
And then we all have to buy it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you sell it to Hollywood. That's where you make your money.
Yeah,
we
just
all
make,
have to
make
buy
sure
it.
You hold on to those rights.
Recollection.
Because
write it down now. Add it to your queue.
Yeah. I know here at Key Life, we've sold a few books to the publishers and stuff. So, I mean, they hold all the rights, and you're kind of locked into them. I mean, it's so make sure you hold your rights to your movie publishing.
Yeah. And I mean, that's I definitely want to go big six publishers in New York. I know that, you know, everything's changing, but to me, all at least at the very minimum, that would be everybody that I said, yeah, my book is, you know, been published by Tor or, you know, whatever it is, some big publisher. At least that, everybody goes, oh. Then a lot of other people saw his book, and they agree that it's good. At the very minimum, it's that. They might not be. They might not market me. They might not, you know, put money into me. But at least they said, yeah, it's a good book. We think it'll sell. Somebody thought that, other than me and my mom.
And me.
And Dad.
I'm excited, man. I love stuff
awesome.
Like this. Creator.
This is a totally new topic too for you guys. You haven't covered this kind of stuff at all.
Not literature too much. I mean, we're waiting to get into Ender's Game because.
Well, this is kind of a preface to your Ender's Game thing.
It is.
See,
it
I'm
is.
Thinking your next episode should be Ender's Game.
As long as we get
Cody
on.
Yeah,
it.
I mean, well, Cody's got a lot of work ahead of him
He's
over the next couple
of
weeks.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean,
really
can call
true.
In. He can call in from San Diego.
He could. If he's not working in the evening.
I'd rather have him in studio to talk about Ender.
Yeah, I mean, being on this side of the glass, kind of, it's a whole different experience. I just feel kind of separated.
Yeah.
I understand why Cody's kind of, you know, he clams up a little bit.
I'm just glad you guys didn't choose something like Way of Kings.
No.
It would have been horrible. It would have, you guys, it would have been like years before
Way
you
of Kings really is an amazing book for
It is
listening.
An amazing book.
Brandon Sanderson, just if we're talking book news, Brandon Sanderson is top of the game right now.
Okay.
He's great.
Above George Martin.
I wouldn't say he's above. He's different.
You know,
he's different.
One of the guys here in the office is reading all of George Martin stuff, and he's kind of over George Martin in the later books, because George Martin has no problems killing off a character. And it's just like, by the time you get around to the later books, from what I understand, all the main characters that you grew to love at the beginning are gone.
Well, here's the difference for me. I read the first Game of Thrones and got done and went, wow, that was really brilliantly written. Good job, man. You know, great writing. I loved it. I was into it. I read the whole thing. I read Brandon Sanderson's Way of Kings. There were moments that I was cheering out loud. It was just awesome.
There are
moments that I was like, that is amazing. And I think
it really is. I mean, and now see, I'm, you know, a diehard Salvatore fan, so right. But it's a completely different, I think of those two things is very different. I mean, but yeah, I mean, it's just it's amazing. That was a profoundly, there aren't a lot of books I read that I get done and I just feel like, okay, that profoundly impacted me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It was moving. It really was. And his other stuff is fantastic too. Mistborn trilogy, great. New one just came out.
Okay.
But anyway,
very cool.
Good writer.
But it's like it's one of these big 1,000 page. So
there are really good
Buckle
books
in.
Being written right now.
Yeah.
I just
if
read the first
If it's not 20 pages with comics, no.
You would make it through Hunger
audiobook.
Games.
What?
Hunger Games. The
Casey
one that's
just
being
finished
made
it.
The movie.
Casey finished. The first book, and she's like, you have to read this book.
Yeah, you
Melissa
make
is like getting...
It's quick.
Yeah, she said it's easy to read. I'm
now,
like, what is that? What are you trying to say?
Yeah,
it's easy to read. I get it.
Well,
I read comics.
It's not easy to read. It's a quick read because of the way that it's paced, the way that it's laid out.
So there's three pages per word? I mean, vice versa? Three words per page?
Choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
They need to make those more.
Yeah,
I love
those
books. Those
are amazing. Yeah.
I always died.
But yeah, those are good. And that's young adult. I mean, a lot of good young adult. That's the big
Twilight.
Moneymaker right now, because kids are buying books more than adults are. Seems. I don't know if that's really true or not, but feels that way.
I think Melissa keeps the publishing industry in business. She literally, she reads.
Literally? Get it? Literally?
Wow. Yeah,
she probably reads.
Not possible.
40, 50 books a year.
Nope. No,
one a week.
That was my New Year's resolution.
So
last
I can
year.
See it's
that.
About, it's about one a week.
That's not possible.
Sometimes a couple
between
a week.
Her work,
no,
her
she does.
Starbucks. There's no way she reads that much.
They're not like, but they're not like the huge books. I mean, like they're paperbacks. You know,
they're romance novels. It's no big deal.
Oh,
yeah, they are kind
of historical romance. Is my what goal she likes. Is to make it through the Wheel of Time.
She would say that.
I'm gonna go all the way through.
Good grief! I just made it through one.
I want to slug all the way through. I've never done it.
Okay, I've. Okay,
Wheel,
I
wasn't so into
book.
Wheel of Time.
Yeah.
I haven't started it, but I have it.
It's a little hard to get into. I had
that's
a hard time
I've
getting
heard.
Into it.
I have someone, one of my friends is like, you have to at least try it because I love it. And I'm like, well, just give it to me. I'll read it.
Yeah. If you're gonna read it, you do have to make it through, I think, the first one because it sets it up. It's a completely different world than anything else. So I think you have to, it takes you a little while to kind of get used to what the world's like.
And this is Wheel of Time by Robert Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And then actually finished off by Brandon Sanderson.
Wait, is it called, it's not called Wheel of Time, though.
The first one?
Yeah, the Wheel of Time series.
It's a Wheel
the
of Time series.
The first one is
series,
called, oh gosh.
Traveler.
No.
Traveling Pants?
Oh gosh.
I forget the first one's called.
He's looking it up.
They're not just called The Wheel of Time, though. Each book is different.
Yeah, they all have different titles, but it's a Wheel of Time series. I think it's like whatever the title, and then they underneath it, it's like Wheel of Time series. You know,
I'm just not a book reader. That's the thing. Like, it's hard for me to sit down with a novel and read because
right.
I lose focus. I'm a visual person.
Right.
And it's tough for me. But like, I read the whole Harry Potter series. I've read
Eye of the World.
Eye of the
Eye
World.
Of
that's
the world.
Right.
There you go. That's what's sitting on my desk. Hmm. So I'll read it.
And I mean,
I'd read Way of Kings before
well,
you
see,
read
here's
that,
the other thing is those were all written. That series started long before people were losing their attention span.
Right.
A little bit.
There's no video
and
games.
And I am well aware. Now, I'm going to read those for research, but I don't want to emulate that because the truth is that, you know, you're the average person.
Isn't though that
you can't sit down and read 1,000 pages. It's just too much. You have too much going on in your life. You have too many things that are pulling your attention. You can't focus for that long because there's way too many things that you could be doing.
I will say
that's
though,
my
fun.
Big problem.
The Way of King or Way of Kings is about 1,000 pages.
Oh,
and it's the first of 10, right? Or 11?
Oh, who knows how many he's going to do.
I think he was, well, he said, I thought.
Yeah.
And I thought
he
was
did
10 or 11.
Say, but I can't remember.
It's basically the same as.
He's finished that
Will.
Many?
That's no, that's what he's going to do. Okay. He's
how many are written?
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because he's finishing up Wheel of Time right now.
Right.
Same guy.
So he's, yeah, he's going to finish those because the guy died.
Well, it tells
Robert
you
Jordan died.
Oh.
Brandon Sanderson has taken over to finish the last couple books.
And I've heard he's doing an amazingly good job.
Yeah, they say they're some of the best in the series. But
so that tells you something about how good he is.
Yeah, but he's finishing those up, and then he's going to tackle this whole series.
Well,
but,
maybe we'll make Way of Kings our next book after Ender.
Awesome. I'm
sure there's audio too.
Yeah, I listened to a lot of it
Myers
on audio,
audio
because I was
sweet.
Driving to and from Tampa.
It would be good audio too. It would be a good book for audio.
I tell you what, I went to the library and I picked up all the Ender's Game stuff, and the Renaissance Audio, the company that does that, I mean, it's multiple
it's
voice acting. It's
yeah.
it's
Ender
great
was
stuff.
Good. Ender was really done well recorded.
So
I did both. Well, I didn't do both. I read and listened to where I was at.
Right.
I end up doing that with a lot of books, is reading and listening. I love sitting down and reading, and I get more out of it when I read.
Yeah.
But if I really just want to make it through a story, man, grabbing that audio.
Yeah. Well, what I was doing was I was working at my computer, so I had it playing, wasn't focusing on it at all, but I'm listening. Then I'd go back and read the chapters, and then I'd feel like I'd already seen it or read it in my head. So that was a good way to do it. And Ender's so good. Have you read Ender?
Oh, yeah.
Ender's
great.
I'm so stoked that's going to be in a movie.
Yeah.
And they feel like they could ruin it because they're putting Harrison Ford into it, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, after Cowboys and Aliens, I have no hope for him anymore.
Poor guy. He was scary in What Lies Beneath, though.
Oh, gosh, yes. He was scary.
That's
Michelle Pfeiffer
the only thing
movie?
I see when I see him now. I'm just kind of terrified. I'm like, oh God, he's going to pop up and kill me.
There was an amazing video put out. I mean,
I used to think that after any adjust.
He did like some promo for the Uncharted video game where he watched the footage of the gameplay, but someone spliced it and had him watching Indiana Jones for the first time. And so him like commenting on seeing the action for the first time was pretty hilarious. Anyway, this was a good chat.
Yeah.
I like our little book section.
Yeah, I'll come and talk about books anytime. I hope your listeners like it.
It's the Nerdiverse. We encompass everything.
That's true.
So they can just go away. I'm just kidding. We love you.
That's right.
But yeah. So anytime you want to talk about books.
Yeah. I'm probably going to read The Way of Kings. Way of Kings.
Yep.
Plural. That sounds good. I'm going to read Hunger Games first.
Oh, I know what.
Yeah, you should read Hunger Games.
Because
I have
that already bought because Casey bought it.
Yeah.
So
actually,
that's
good.
Actually, and we can talk about this some other time if you want to. But what I was going to say about the long books is I have this whole bridge theory.
Over troubled water?
The bridge theory. Basically, like a artist needs to build a bridge to the audience.
Correct.
And if they do it right, they can pull more people in, you know.
Right.
Dark Knight. He took Batman. He loved Batman. Mm-hmm. But he made something that people wouldn't have gone and seen if it didn't have Batman in it. Because that movie, that was a tough movie.
Yeah.
You watch that, that's a lot to swallow, you know.
It's true.
And but he built that, he found that bridge. It's Batman. I'm going to make the movie that I really am passionate about making. You know, I love Christopher Nolan for that. He's a brilliant storyteller. But, you know, and talking about story structure and all that stuff, that's a brilliantly structured story. You know, you look at who the antagonist is, you look at who the protagonist is. It's not who you expect it is. You know, the relationship character is the Joker. It's brilliant, you know. I'm getting all this information from other people, by the way. I didn't figure this out. I'm not that smart. But, yeah, he found that bridge. You know, it's like, here's a story that just will grab you by the gut and take you with me. And, you know, books need to do that. They need to find a way that, hey, we're not going
to
make them 1,000
pages
anymore.
Games need to do that, too.
We need more people to read these books. Yeah. We need to figure out a way to take 1,000 pages, condense it down to 400 so that people will pick it up.
Right.
You know. But anyway, bridge theory.
It's a great theory.
It's my own idea.
I really want to watch Inception now. Kind of.
All right. Well,
okay.
We're quickly running out of time.
Oh, sorry, guys.
So, real quick, I want to talk. We had an iTunes review.
Did we?
Yes, we did for Mr. Vega Face.
Vega Face.
It says, really fun and entertaining while informative at the same time. These guys give a lot of insight to current events as well as other things. Nerd or not, these guys will appeal to the average Joe and then some.
Holy cow.
Wow. That was that's really nice.
Hey, I'm not done yet.
Oh, excuse me.
If you want a good laugh while listening, this is kind of far away. Okay, here we go. If you want a good laugh while still learning and listening to some informative discussion, the Nerdiverse Show is the place to go. So thank you, Mr. Vegaface.
Wow.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think you should get a t-shirt.
Vegaface.
I think Danny should produce it.
I think we need to make some t-shirts.
I could point him into
Nerdiverse
a
Nerdiverse fan.
I like that. Nom yeah. Nom. Fan, who wrote that shirts? For him?
There was
his dad chat room. Yeah. So.
I can send them to the people in Singapore if he wants a free shirt.
So,
they have extra stock.
Yes. They have some in stock now.
So thank you, Vegaface.
That was really nice.
Matt and Trent, thanks for coming.
Yes. Yeah,
thanks for having us.
I appreciate it.
Flew in just
I
for
feel
the
like
occasion.
I wasn't quite as right. funny as you guys typically are.
No.
I'll end with some voices to make it funnier.
Tell you what, you gave us a drop for our news. I'm going to steal that, and we'll use it for each
time. We got you recorded as Schmeagle.
Oh, no.
So,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I could try it a few different ways.
Oh, no.
Go for it.
Pressure's on?
I can't perform under pressure.
That's what she said.
Ah, there it was.
Oh, geez.
No, I'll leave it
so,
alone.
Anyways.
We got a good one.
So you can email us at the show at thenerdiverse.com throughout the week, and we'll talk about this on the show. You can follow us on Twitter at Nerdiverse Show. You can call us and leave us a voicemail at 407-900-NERD. Or you can call during the live show when we're going and chat with us on the show.
We didn't tell anybody the number tonight.
I know, yeah.
We didn't want anybody to call in, actually.
And, seriously, nobody ever call you guys? Because you guys have
yeah,
really
we
called
we,
voicemail.
We get
I've called.
Yeah.
We did have a voicemail. Did you bleep the...
Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah, we had
one. We had
one.
A voicemail that was very vulgar.
Yeah.
We couldn't.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, it was quite funny.
It was vulgar. I mean, it was not negative towards us, but it was vulgar, and we got to bleep it up.
We'll put that next week. We'll have to bleep it.
You, like Mr. Vegaface, can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, and we'll read it aloud on the show, and we would really appreciate it. Danny, where can they find you throughout the week?
Throughout the week, you can find me at Epic Comics.
and
on Twitter, you can find me at RogueR0GUE.
You want to pimp your Tumblr as well?
No.
Okay.
I get no.
Trent, do you Twitter? You Twitter?
I do.
Yeah. Where are you?
Twitters.
Yep.
Isn't that what you said?
Twitters.
Twitters?
Yep.
My Twitters is tflow13. I need more non-spam followers.
Sweet.
I have a lot of spam followers.
Really?
Well, yeah.
You stop clicking those links.
Well, you know.
You can find Matt throughout the week being Captain America out at Universal
Being everything,
Studios.
Man. Being
awesome. I don't really, you can't really find me online right now. I haven't really done that yet.
He's a writer.
I know. Well, I'm going to have to.
Yeah, you're going to have a website.
Yeah, you are.
And
what
I have
it
all. I have it all set to go. I have my plans all
and
set
you're
in
need
place
some concept
how I'm
going
to do it. But
it's like Matt
whatever.
Blood.
You're going to need some concept whatever. Art.
And cover
yeah,
art.
Yeah, no, I have.
And cover art.
Just look for the blue bullet.
You're going to need some art.
The blue bullet.
You need lots of art.
Just follow the blue bullet.
Cover art.
Wink, wink.
Blue bullet one.
Blue bullet.
That was a blink, not a wink.
Blue bullet one. Actually, so here's the thing. Let's see how popular the show really is. Let's see how
it's
many,
not.
Because he
not.
Really
not
doesn't.
Even tweeting is the blue bullet right now.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell your friends. Tell your mom's friends. Follow the blue bullet.
You don't know what you're
and
missing.
And you can follow me on Twitter at @Chon_Lee. So that's the show. Thanks for coming.
Peace out.
Peace.